Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hello, family. You're welcome to another episode of the 21st Century Business Podcast. And I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro, and today we're going to be looking at a topic that is very crucial for every business out there, which is managing competition. Now, we often hear about the external competition, the market forces, and how businesses need to stay ahead. However, we are not going to be looking at that context of competition. We're going to be exploring a very, very different perspective, which is the importance of creating internal competition within your organization. Now, when I say internal competition, I don't mean to raise the issue of rivalry or conflict within the organization. It spans across your product, your service, your team, your management, and all of it. All right, so stay with me. But then before we delve into the whole internal competition thing, we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room. And most companies and business owners are obsessed with external competition. Well, this is very, very understandable. After all, in a globalized world, businesses are constantly facing pressure from competitors in the market. But think about this. What if I told you that the key to thriving in the market might just be closer to you than you think? Now, you see, one major drawback of focusing on external competition is that it often leads to a defensive mindset. Businesses can become so preoccupied with what others are doing. They focus on what other businesses are doing, focus on what their next door neighbor is doing. And in doing this, they just lose sight of their own strengths and unique value propositions. Now, basically, this defensive approach can stifle innovation, creativity, and just name it. You see, as everyone is merely reacting to what competitors are doing, they tend to turn away from their primary reason for being in that particular industry or business. Now, standing on this premise, let's shift our focus back to the context of what we want to talk about, how to actually manage this competition. So, in managing this competition, what we're looking out for is the ideal of fostering a culture within your organization that encourages healthy competition. Now, when I say the competition is not just about, your team, your department, and all of it. Yes, it's true. You have to manage healthy competitions among your team, your department, your employees, your products, and your services. Now, to some persons listening to me right now, you'll be like, product and services, how am I going to create competition in products and services? Yes, exactly what I just said, product and services. Now, this doesn't mean creating a cutthroat environment, all right? Rather, it is about inspiring individuals and teams to push their limits and continuously improve, all right? For every single time you create a system in your organization that helps your team members, help your department, help your employees to increase their limits, to continuously improve, you're actually creating this competition within the system that's going to make every single person grow. And as they grow, the company grows, the business works. So now, why should a business invest in this kind of competition? It sounds very risky, yeah. But then, for one, it cultivates a culture of innovation. You see, when teams start competing internally, they tend to strive to outdo each other, all right? Someone just wants to, do more than the next, and that person is challenged and want to do more. So there's this, hey guy, what are you doing currently? I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Oh, know, I'm going to beat you to this. And the energy just keeps going on in the room. And innovation just keeps, you know, spanning up. Now, leading to the generation of new ideas and solutions, internal competition is your go-to. It promotes a sense of ownership and accountability as individuals tend to take pride in their work and contributions to the success of your organization. Now, it is also very essential for you to take note that internal competition doesn't mean you're fostering a toxic work environment. All right, it's not going to be toxic. Why? Because instead of businesses focusing on creating a rivalry structure, what they're successfully doing is focusing on creating a collaborative atmosphere where teams can support each other's growth and success. You see, it is about healthy competition that fuels motivation. It creates mutual trust and friendship rather than breeding hostility. Now, this is all about teams, management, and, you know, people. Now, let's bring it down to products and services. In the context of products or your service, you can actually create variations of products or services that stands as a competition with themselves in the market. Let's take a real-time example. Coca-Cola is a very renowned organization across the world. Now, we have the original Coke and the Zero Coke. These both products stand in the same market and they both compete with each other to take dominance. Now, this competition is basically created leveraging on people's tastes, people's interests, you know, basically general attributes. And it's not something you just want to wake up and, you know, you just pull off from. No, they stand on their own. Coke is not trying to compete with what Pepsi is doing or what other companies are doing. No, they are creating products that compete with themselves. They create Fanta and then they create Five Alive. It's competing with itself. Fanta, you have to do well. Five Alive, you have to do well. They're not saying Coke, you have to do well. Pepsi, you have to do well. They're not saying Fanta, you have to do well, or Mirinda is going to take over the market. No. What they're saying is Fanta, you have to do well, or Five Alive is going to take over the market. They're saying original Coke, you have to do well, or Zero Coke is going to take over the market. Look at the same instance for iPhones, or the Apple products. iPhone X, iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, you know. These products are competing with themselves. They are not trying to compete with some other products out there. So now your question is, are you creating products or services that can compete with themselves? Because if you can put your products and services as their own rival, then you will actually understand your customers' needs better. This will advise you on what to produce, when to produce, how to produce, what to stop producing or offering. It's going to advise you to have a better chance to control your demand as well as your supply. Basically, you're going to have your customers' emotions in your hand because you will definitely have the power to determine how they buy from you and what you want them to buy. This is me telling you that you're creating a system where your product or your service becomes your customer's option A to option Z. All right. Now, to further illustrate what I'm trying to explain when I talk about internal competition, let's look at some more reward companies like Google. 3M, they are known for encouraging their employees to spend a portion of their time on personal projects. Now, this internal competition has led to groundbreaking innovations such as Gmail, the Gmail we know today. It's as a result of this very same thing I just spoke about. Post-it notes, it's the same thing. So, don't think about competition like something that's fighting with you. Competition is not fighting with you. Competition is building you, but you have to channel the strength of that particular growth into what works for your company, not what is, you know, bouncing on your company from outside. You have to determine it from inside. All right. So as we wrap up today's episode, it is clear that managing competition is not just about keeping an eye on external forces. All right, internal competition, when you foster internal competition correctly, all right, it's something that can be a powerful catalyst for growth, a powerful catalyst for innovation and your overall success. So This is me telling all businesses out there to consider shifting your focus inward, because sometimes the biggest competition and the greatest opportunities for improvements are found within your own walls. All right, they are found within your own walls. So I want to appreciate every single person for joining me today for the 21st Century Business Podcast. And I want to believe you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and leave your review. I will be back with more insightful discussions in our next episode on leadership, business, personal development, and sustainability. Until next time, keep thriving in the world of business. And remember that your greatest competition might just be your own potential. All right. I am Akpobome Ejiro, and this is me signing off. Have a nice day.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.